and you're listening to the Antonin Dvorak. It's one of the movements of the New World Symphony. The program for the Southeast Iowa Symphony Masterworks Concert is Iowa Roots in 1893. Antonin Dvorak came to a small Czech village in northeast Iowa called Spillville, which also is the home of the Beely Clocks. And, well, let's put it this way. If you go to the museum up there, you'll see a very large selection of artifacts featuring Antonin Dvorak and his roots in Iowa, or his trip to Iowa. He actually composed a New World Symphony in New York, came to Spillville, and it is an Iowa, I guess what, Iowa history. And your Iowa roots, Bob McConnell, is the title of this theme. Is that right?
Yeah, that's really what we built the concert around because of Dvorak's association with Iowa. And then we're also doing a world premiere by a composer from Des Moines, Linda Robbins Coleman. So we have a lot of Iowa connections with the music on the program.
And so, Antonin Dvorak, I guess he came to America, get a feeling to get an American idea or American interpretation, so he would take back to Europe. Is that right?
He came to America for the same reason that a lot of other people came to America, and that was to make money.
Okay.
He was hired by a millionaire heiress, Jeanette Thurber. She wanted to start a special American school. And this was right before Juilliard. And I don't know if this actually kind of became Juilliard or not, but she wanted to start a conservatory, and she wanted one of the world's leading musicians. And so Dvorak agreed to come over, and I think he spent 3 years here. And but rather, he was an absolute Czech bohemian and loved the country. It infused his music. But rather than travel back to Europe, he took the trains out to Spillville, Iowa, to a large Czech community there, and spent the summers there and wrote quite a bit about what a wonderful place it was. And so he really wanted America to develop its own style of music, and he believed that that would be based primarily in American folk music, Negro spirituals, and the influence of American Native Americans. So the piece really is heavily Czechoslovakian, but it was obviously influenced by spirituals. He believed that African Americans should be educated in music, and he, out of, I think, 600 students, they had 150 African American students, which was unheard of at the time, even in New York. So, yeah, that's kind of the story. But he spent 2 or 3 years in America and has a couple of pieces that are believed to be influenced, and the New World Symphony is one of them.
Indeed, and this is Linda Robbins Coleman Diversions. Now, this piece is and was composed precisely and in conjunction with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. Tell me the story. How did this come about, Bob?
So 2 years ago, before COVID had really hit in 2019, we planned the season around honoring the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, women's right to vote in this country, which to all of us seems crazy now, but women couldn't vote. When my mom was born, she wasn't eligible to vote. And the passage of that in marking a sort of equality, in order to honor that, we decided to feature female composers who were, you know, people were prevented from, a lot of females from becoming composers. So we're playing a combination of historical female composers and living women composers, and combining that with some of the standards like Dvorak's New World Symphony. And this piece was commissioned for our principal flute player, who's out in the schools right now doing visitations and teaching. And it's written for three different sizes of flutes. The first movement is an alto flute, and the second movement is a regular flute that people would be familiar with. And then the third movement is for a piccolo. So it's very energetic and fun to perform. So the premiere has been put off basically a year and a half.
It is. Yeah, it's all women composers composing are in the second half of the show after Antonín Dvořák's rather impressive New World Symphony in part one. You're listening to, this is Cécile Chaminade and Concertino. What can you tell me about this one, Bob?
So I would say this is the most standardized, like, flute solo piece with both orchestras and bands. It's, she actually wrote it as kind of a love letter to another musician, but that didn't work out very well for her. They ended up not really getting married, but the piece was highly successful and it's remained so. It's just a beautiful, like, shorter gem. It's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. Wonderful flute feature.
Concertino, and this is Stephanie Berg, Ravish and Mayhem. What a name for a title.
It's a great name, and it's actually a great piece. She said her idea for this, well, one of the reasons I featured Stephanie was when I was visiting with Linda about featuring women composers. Linda's, of course, living, and so she's an advocate for living composers versus people that are dead. And she said, and I especially would like you to feature women from the Midwest that are composers, because we get a lot less press than people on the West and the East Coast. And I had heard another piece by Stephanie, and I was listening to some of her works, and this one really stood out. It's just a crazy, wild piece that she said was her idea of like an Arabian-type street festival from 200 years ago, and it's just got a lot of energy and different rhythms and some sound effects, and it's a lot of fun.
And it's, again, the concert itself continuing the theme of honoring the anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, allowing women the right to vote, featuring female composers and soloists. Now, again, the Masterworks series is going on. Burlington on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it'll be in Ottumwa, then ending in the Chapel Auditorium at Mount Pleasant. Again, the concert Saturday night, 7:30 at the Capitol Theater in Burlington. That's become one of your, regular venues, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's worked out great for us. And, you know, we get some Mount Pleasant people that come on Saturday night to Capitol, and then we get a lot of Burlington people that go to Mount Pleasant on Sunday night at 6:30. And so it's pretty convenient to catch the concert. And this is really a fun one to hear.
And again, this concert, the season tickets are still on sale, $55. Single concert tickets are $20. For adults, children, and students, though, are free, and you can get those by going or contacting the Symphony office at seiso@iw.edu, or go to the website at www.seiso.us. It's happening, the Masterworks concert. That's happening Saturday and Sunday, another big weekend, and hopefully a great weekend for concerts, a great weekend with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. Bob O'Connell, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.